Walter Melyanovich, head of the GOP's Belarusian ethnic unit, who was closely connected to the Belarusian American Association, an organization rife with transplanted fascists, and in 1988 became national chairman of Belarusians for Bush. Bohdan Fedorak, who during the war was a top U.S. representative of the Organization of Ukrainian Nationalists, Bandera, a group that committed atrocities in the Nazi-occupied Ukraine, and in 1988 became national vice chairman of Ukrainians for Bush. As a ranking member of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, Fedorak lobbied Congress trying to stop Justice Department prosecutions of pro-Nazi Ukrainian war criminals. Alan A. Ryan, Jr., former director of the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations, said he found Belen's reporting well-documented and reliable. Just weeks before the 1988 election, the Washington Jewish Week revealed that several Nazis and Jew haters were involved in the coalition supporting Bush's Republican campaign. When this news broke, at least four of those mentioned by name were forced to resign. The Nazi connections to the Republican Party cited by Belant and the Jewish publication were confirmed by an investigation by reporters from the Philadelphia Inquirer in September 1988. Online Journal reporter Carla Binion wondered aloud if Reagan, Bush, or Reagan's CIA director William Casey realized they were being aided and supported by Nazis and Nazi collaborators. The available evidence indicates they were. One thing is certain, Binion concluded, noting that Bush had preceded Casey as a CIA director. The intelligence agencies know the scope and extent of Nazi involvement with the political right in this country. It is a shame they keep it hidden from the majority of the American people. This charge is confirmed by a list of nearly 2,000 former Nazi and fascist individuals entering the U.S. under official auspices, recently released by the National Archives after being locked away for years by presidential order. Peter Lavenda also has studied the connection between old Nazis and ranking Republicans. After noting the prosecution of Prescott Bush for being a financial frontman for Hitler, he wrote, "We cannot, of course, hold former President Bush responsible for the sins of his father."